The death toll in Myanmar continues to rise following last week's devastating earthquake, with the country's ruling military junta saying that over 2,000 people have been killed, with more than 270 people still missing and 3,900 people injured. Rescue teams from China, Thailand, Singapore, Russia and India have arrived in the country, and rescuers freed four people, including a pregnant woman and a girl, from collapsed buildings in Mandalay, the city in central Myanmar, near the epicentre of the earthquake. A minute's silence will be held today, and a week of national mourning has been declared. Our reporter Joe Caulfield spoke with Burmese people living in Ireland last night to find out how the disaster is affecting those so far away from their homeland.
People are like waiting beside the dead body of their family.
Aung San Pyo left Myanmar over 30 years ago and now lives in Dublin, but he still has many family and friends in some of the areas worst affected by the earthquake.
I have some very good friends in Mandalay, and they contact me and they told me they left Mandalay because their houses are unlivable and so they have to move to somewhere else.
What is the situation on the ground in Mandalay like at the moment?
In Mandalay is very close to epicenter, and so lots of the houses and buildings, they are near collapse. They are not livable. People are even afraid to go into their houses, so they are like living in the like open spaces, and they are staying there. You know, there's a lot of aftershock, and also especially in the ground zero, that's the epicenter. Sakhine is like there's no help at all there. Crematoriums, that they are full. Lots of bodies are buried under the building. So there's a really bad stench everywhere, and also the weather is very hot at the moment. It's obviously a nightmare in Mandalay, and particularly in epicenter Sakhine.
For Thinzar Nawai, who also lives and works in Dublin, just trying to find out what has happened to her loved ones is the biggest challenge and cause for concern.
My uncle, my cousin, most of them in the Yangon city, but some other relatives, they live in the Mandalay.
So relatives you have in the worst affected areas, you have not been able to contact them in any way since the earthquake?
Yeah, exactly. So I couldn't contact with even from here or in the Yangon as well. My uncle, they cannot contact with them. I'm so worried about they are the safe or not safe. They stay alive or they are there. I'm not too sure. We couldn't contact with them.
Some have been able to find out the fate of their loved ones. And for Thinzar Zet, who's from Myanmar but lives in Kilkenny, the news was devastating.
There are three people I knew. I lost three people I knew in that disaster. One is my friend's brother-in-law. He was praying at Bagoda, and when the earthquake happened, you know, the Bagoda collapsed on him, so he died. Another one I know for a long time, like, you know, like my father's friend. And he is a very good person. We lost him like in that earthquake. And another one is the young lad who died because he was trying to save his mom.
Can you give me a bit of insight into the sorrow and the sense of devastation in your community at the moment?
We are heartbroken. Like, you know, this is the natural disaster. It happened. But when the government is there to help people, that's a lot different. But in my country, in Myanmar, the junta, it's governing the country. They did the coup in 2021. Since then, they've been killing people. So now when the earthquake happened, they are still killing people. They are not helping people. They are not rescuing.
Burmese people speaking to Joe Caulfield last night.